The latest prediction we've heard is that temperature will increase by about a third of a degree every 10 years. What are your feelings?
Well, this prediction is difficult to make precisely.
Why is that?
Because the Earth's temperature surges and subsides naturally. In fact, the best way of detecting global temperature change is to measure the temperature of the oceans as accurately as possible.
And now I understand you are looking at ways of refining this measurement of ocean temperature.
Yes. For a long time, we've measured it by placing thermometers in buoys in the oceans, and also when ships draw water through their engines.
It's also been done by satellite, hasn't it?
Yes, but now data from a more promising system are being collected. This is the European Along-Track Scanning Radiometer, or ATSR, a much simpler name. The ATSR orbits the Earth above us.
And what stage are you at with this?
Well, it's been up there 2.5 years now. It's an infrared detector that senses the Earth's temperature with great accuracy, and this is what we need. We have to be able to separate out random changes in temperature.
I believe there are other advantages as well.
There are several. Every few days, it covers the entire Earth, so it produces large quantities of data. It measures the temperature from two angles, which allows correction for any effects that the intervening atmosphere may have on its reading. Its field of view has a width of 500 kilometers, and it measures the temperature to 0.3 degrees centigrade.
And it should go on for years.
Yes.
Thank you, Dr. Clark, for talking to us today. And now, over to...
Multiple choice questions. Number one, how much will the temperature increase every 10 years? Number two, which of the following is not the way used to measure ocean temperature? Number three, what is ATSR? Number four, what is the most important advantage of the more promising system? Number five, what is the topic of this interview?